Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We started looking at vision yesterday, and we're continuing today. I was talking about how God got me from South Africa and all the things He did in my life, which were part of the vision to propel me towards my purpose and my call. God can and He will use everything you've ever done to propel you towards your vision and your purpose. Let's continue today and look into this.
And then I became the pastor. So I thought, okay, I found my wife, now I'm a pastor. So I got my vision and I went on for 19 years. This year, Easter Sunday will be 19 years. We started 2000 Easter Sunday in a little shopping mall that size, right? And we went from, it just went on and on. Then God said, no, now do a school. So we started a school. I had 95 kids. I thought, woohoo, look at me. I'm a pastor overseeing a 95 school. How big are we? You know, God's doing things. God said, no, 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 that's not all it is. And He started to give the vision of something bigger. Now we've got 77,000 square feet. It's bigger than a Super Walmart. And it's fully equipped. 100% fully equipped. And God says, okay, here's where you're going now. Now He's telling us we're going to be a model for schools. And to get this thing across America, we need to get our children. I'm tired of the devil and Hollywood getting our children. Now, I'm not saying Hollywood is the devil, but a lot of stuff that comes out of Hollywood is from the devil. Amen. Come on, let's call a spade right now. All right? And you need to watch what your children watch. Actual fact, we've lost the art of finding out anything anymore. Because you look for your kids, they're on a phone somewhere. Doing God knows what. The art of conversation has disappeared out of the family. You say, no, we're sitting at the table and having dinner, and you're not bringing anything that's got an eye in front of it. iPad, iMac, iPhone, you name it. Nothing. Amen. Do you know that the kids sit 95% of the time, this time when they're not in school, on some kind of... But we're not going to do that today because that's for another day. But and then God said, okay, so here's the school. And we're looking at this thing thinking, how is God, what, you're kidding? And so now He's stretching us further. But it's all part of my vision to propel me and my wife to our purpose. And you see something, listen, when you married the right person, and even if you didn't marry the right person, God can turn it around. Amen. Just want you to know, because He's a God of miracles. Is that correct? So He can turn it around so that your vision coincides with each other and propels you both towards your purpose. Amen. So my wife and myself, now the vision has got bigger, and now we're seeing this thing and saying, okay, and I don't know what's going to happen after this one. Amen. I don't know where we're going next. All I know is do what God said. Isaiah 119, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Lord, I'm willing and I'm obedient. You say, get it, here we go. How are we going to do it? Don't know, but I'm going. How's this going to work? I don't know, but we're doing what you've told us. And if you don't know what God told you, then just do the last thing He told you. And if you don't know what He told you, because you never hear from God, do what the Bible tells you. I've got enough information yet to keep you busy for 10 lifetimes. And that's one scripture. Imagine if I used all of the scriptures. Serious. Because scripture's alive. So just keep producing revelation upon revelation upon revelation. The word of God is quick and powerful. That means it's alive. Yeah. Yep. Amen. God's word is still producing light. Because God sent out and He said, light be. He never said, light come back. So it's still producing. That's why they keep finding new galaxies and new universes and new stars. Because His word is still traveling. Amen. So... let me try to get back to where I was going. Amen. So your vision is a bridge between the present and the future. The vision that you get from God is a bridge between the present and the future. And without it, we perish. And vision, listen to this. Vision gives pain a purpose. Yeah. Because if you don't have the vision of where you're going, the people that attack you and come against you and the things that happen and the banks that turn you down and the naysayers and all that kind of trash, and it's painful, you bit the hand that fed you, Marty. You understand? There's a lot of pain involved with doing certain things in the kingdom of God. But if you've got no vision, the pain's going to stop you and it's going to get you off your assignment. But when your vision is hooked up with God's vision, it doesn't matter what pain it is, you get up and you go again. When that hurricane came, there was pain involved.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it was easy for my wife, myself, we went to sleep that night. Ooh, cool. We were wiped out. Yeah. Wiped out. Yeah. And all the naysayers said, the Kuris are done for. They're gone. That's what we got word, right? But the vision made the pain sustainable, and we were able to get over the pain and move to something bigger and better. So vision will always, always give the pain that you have to go through a purpose. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about chaos like death and murders and stuff, that kind of stuff. I'm talking about people attack you. You know, when you're climbing the stepladder to success, even in the corporate world, when you're climbing the ladder of success, the higher you go up, the bigger the target you become. And people start talking about you. They spoke about Moses, didn't they? Any leader that's climbing and going somewhere, you're going to have the naysayers, but you're going to have those ones that say, no, I'll hook up with this vision. We're going, and our vision is going to expand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because without a vision, we're going to perish. Say, I have to have vision. And those that don't have vision take the path of least resistance. Always, you're going to look for the easy way. You're going to look for the easy way. Now, God doesn't say it's going to be easy, but it doesn't say it's going to be hard. He just says it's going to happen, right? So stop looking for the easy way out. I mean, really, when we look at what we're trying to accomplish right now, there's a much easier way than that. I could have just stayed in this place and with the schools we've got and been happy. But you've got to go with that kind of stuff. Stop trying to take the road of least resistance because you're trying to avoid the discomfort. If you do that, you're not going to get to where God wants you to go. And God's got a purpose and He's got a plan for your life. Well, I'm retired now, so... What about all the information that you're storing? What about all the knowledge that you have? What about all the time that you've got? My God. What about all the finances that you've accumulated? You don't retire. In this church, there's no retirees. I got news from my father-in-law and it's all bad. You don't retire, become like the Pope. Die before you retire. When I die, then I retire. And I believe I'm going to retire in the fire as I go up in burning chariot. Amen. But there's no retirement. I'm going to retire as a pastor. What does that mean? I'm not going to talk about Jesus no more. Burning, going to hell. I'm retired now. No. That means you've been retired. You got new tires on. You got traction now. Now you can go. Don't retire. Retread. That's a good one. I like it. The level of sacrifice that a vision requires will determine the size of the people who follow that vision. So we've got a big sacrificial thing going on right now. And you might have too, because you're part of this thing and you want to see the school. How many of you want to see the school explode and do all that God wants it to do? Well, then your vision is as big as our vision. Is that right? And so it requires people that have got big thinking attitudes. And you can't have a vision and think small. God doesn't give you a small vision. If you can accomplish your vision in a week, it's probably not from God. Amen. Webster says, vision is the ability to perceive something not actually visible. Wow. And people without a vision for the future end up in an endless present. You got no vision, you're staying in the present. That's it. You're not moving forward. And if you're not moving forward, as far as I'm concerned, you're moving backwards. Come on. So without a vision, I'm living in the eternal present. Because vision is going to get you out of the present into the future. Amen. And we don't want to be present thinking people. We need to be future thinking people. I'm thinking about these people that live over here. They need God. I'm thinking about these children and their families. They need God. Whatever I'm thinking about has to be for the future, that we've got to go and get something and do something. Come on. Come on. This is good for you, even if you don't like it. All right. And sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart, the spirit realm. Sight is a function of these things. But the Bible says, look not at the things that you can see. 2 Corinthians 4:18. But look at the things that are unseen. Because the things that you can see are temporary. But the things that God gives you are eternal. Can you say amen? Amen. And so vision is seeing the future before it comes. Vision is seeing the future before it comes into existence. So we need to just remember, these are things we spoke about last week. Romans 8:30. Having determined our destiny ahead of time. God gave us a destiny before He created us. He gave us a future before He created us. He had gave us a purpose before He created us. He says, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. And then He says this. He says, before the foundation of the world. He knew us before the foundation of the world. And so we're here not by accident this time in life. We're here on divine purpose by God. He's called us for such a time as this. And we need to be like Esther and Mordecai, who Mordecai said, listen, if you don't do this, you know Mordecai and Esther, you all know the story. Maybe some of you don't. Esther became the queen of Israel. Because what happened was Vashti was the king's wife. She was a queen. And she disobeyed him in something. So he said, that's it. She's divorced. We're done. And then he collected all these women from the kingdom to find out who would be a suitable wife for him. And they went through all the rituals that they had to for a year and the cleansing and all of that. And then he went with them. And Mordecai was Esther's uncle. Right. And Mordecai and Esther were Israelites. And Esther went and she got chosen as the queen. But in the meantime, Haman was the king's advisor. And he said, listen, these Jews are getting out of control. We need to send out a decree because they're disobeying you and they're not going to follow you. And there's going to be more of them than us. We need you to send out a decree that we can kill them. So the king got tricked into doing this, not knowing that his wife that he chose as queen was of that tribe. So he sealed it with his ring. Now, when the king says something and makes a decree, it cannot be altered. So when God said, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. You can't alter that. I don't care who you are, what denomination you come from. When you say God's not healing, I'm saying you're trying to alter the word of God. What are you doing? You can't do that. It's wrong. So the king stamped it with his ring. And this went out to all the nations and all of the people that on a certain day, at a certain time, that we were going to kill every Israelite and they were not allowed to fight back. How'd you like to be in that situation? Some of us have been in situations like that where you feel it's over. Everything's done. But God comes with miracles. You saw your miracle. You were in that situation. And God brought the miracle. And so what happens then is Mordecai says, now you've got to go into the king and tell him what's happening and we need to get a decree reversing that. And she says, if I go to the king without being summoned, he will have my head. Because you couldn't just walk into the king's chambers or anywhere into his court. You had to get invited. He'd have to point his rod, his staff at you and call you in and let you in. So Mordecai says to her, listen, do you think that you sparing your life by not going in there? Do you think when they kill all the Jews, you're going to be excluded? You're going to be killed in that as well.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.